We have a lot to get to today, so let's go for it. Am I the Jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. Remember, I think it was a couple weeks ago where we talked about the guy getting a car, not telling his wife. You remember that, right?
Yes.
All right, here's another scenario that followed up from that. My girlfriend's friend from out of state recently visited, and they decided last minute to get a tattoo together, not matching. I was slightly irked, not upset, by the thought of it just being a spur of the moment thought, but that subsided. Her friend is covered with ink and my girlfriend has a couple, but nothing substantial. They went to the tattoo shop that afternoon and without asking my opinion, she got a huge tattoo on her forearm. It actually looks decent, but we live together and are around each other basically 24/7. So I have to see if I have to see it anytime she's wearing short sleeves. We live in effing Texas. Her body, her choice. But am I the jerk for being slightly upset she didn't ask for my opinion on her tattoo design that I now have to see for hopefully the rest of my life?
Yes.
No doubt.
Is that a decision that you need to consult?
No.
You could tell them, but you're not required.
So how could both be true? Oh, you're saying he's the jerk.
Yeah, he's the jerk.
Oh, okay, gotcha, 100%. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't think that she needs to consult something like that whatsoever. If she wants to put some art on her body, and again, he goes, her body, her choice, yes. And you may have to look at that, but I just don't understand why you think she should be like, hey, do you think I should get this?
Yeah, does the tattoo say, like, this guy, like, his name sucks or something like that? Because then that'd be annoying, but...
Because what if...
Otherwise... It's
just that conversation and he's like, nah, I don't think you should get one there.
With how pressed he sounds, I think he would say no.
And then yeah, I just go, right. She goes and gets it anyway.
And then probably that hopefully a really long time becomes a much shorter time. He's
okay.
A jerk.
Okay.
Get over it.
I mean, I didn't... The tattoos that I have, like when I met my wife, I'm trying to remember, I didn't have anything on this arm. Well, I had a couple little small ones, but now I have a bunch of stuff on that arm. And I didn't go, hey, is it okay if I go get this? I'm just like, I'm getting this done. And if she had been like, oh, I don't like that, I'd be like, see you later.
I mean, you can, okay, well, okay.
Don't look at it. I mean.
Well, she's going to have to if she's going to be with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's the jerk.
Where do you land on this?
I would probably say something to my wife that if I'm going to get something pretty significant on my arm, not saying that if she says don't do it, I'll go okay and won't do it, but I probably would let her know that, hey, I'm going to get this. It's going to be significant and this is what I'm thinking.
So it's an informing, not a permission seeking thing.
It's probably a little bit of both at the beginning to tell you the truth. And then I guess it's the reaction that you get and see if you can compromise about it.
I will say it, and it's not necessarily what do you think of the design or anything, but because there's a couple that I want to get and I've been trying and I'll ask her, like, where do you think I should get it? Like, do you think it would look better here or here? Like, what space?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Just like, hey, it's going down.
So I can see
kind of involved in this process.
And so
this is also on her arm. It's not a weird place. Like, she's not getting a face tattoo or something like that where it is very out there. Like, it's not a normal thing.
Because my wife got a tattoo before we were married and it wasn't even, hey, do you want? Or is it okay? She just said, hey, I'm getting this. You know, and I was like, hey, that's great. You go right ahead.
Maybe I'll go get one this weekend. Who knows?
Are you going to take our suggestions?
No.
Why not?
Actually, one of them, in some degree, I might, but not tiny.
So our suggestion for Matt was after every beer he drinks, he gets a little hop.
Right.
A little tattoo of a hop.
It looks like the Ohio State helmet.
Yeah, yeah. His whole body looked like the
helmet. Just covered. I'd look like a lizard with these scales.
We'll let you start at your feet. Start at your toes.
Yeah, and just work your way up. See how many you'll get. And then, after we realized how ridiculous that was.
Because that started as a teardrop thing.
We were going to, instead of
I'm not kidding you. Like, and it depends on how small they are. My face would be completely covered within a year.
And like your whole body. Like we will let you start
a tiny little hop.
Yeah, we'll let you start at your feet and work your way up.
I could probably, I mean, there's a lot of space on a leg, so I could probably my whole entire lower leg in 1 year.
How great would that be?
It'd be awesome.
I don't want it to look like.
But then, okay, we thought that's a lot of beer. You drink a lot of beer. That would be a lot of hops tattooed on your body. Maybe after every book he reads, he gets a little tattoo of a nice little open book.
Sure.
Real tiny.
I think even doing like just the cover of that book, that way he has a recollection. It's like a library on
the
plate.
That'd be interesting.
Turned his whole body into a tally sheet.
But then afterwards, instead of like, you know how Tupac had thug life?
Mm-hmm.
That he could have book bitch after he's done.
Book curved bitch straight.
Yeah. And with all the books that's on his, that he's read on his body.
These are just
how
good
sweet
ideas.
Would that be?
These are just good ideas.
You did prompt an interesting idea because I'd never thought about getting a book tattoo before, but now I've got some thoughts about maybe getting one. So.
Huh? See?
You did serve a purpose.
See? Thank you very much.
He pointed at me when he said that too.
Both you guys.
All right. I'm a little overweight. I'm supposed to be on a diet. My wife is very concerned about my health and she tries to make sure I stick to my diet. I stop on the way home every day and I have a pre-dinner Whopper. She knows nothing about this. Am I the jerk for cheating on the diet and not telling her?
Yes. You're a jerk to yourself.
I love the term pre-dinner Whopper though. That's awesome.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
But why even do the diet? Because you're not even doing it.
You're actually doing worse than the diet because you're doing the diet plus another 1,000 calories in burgers.
No, the dinner is nice though. It's probably a nice healthy dinner.
I'm sure it is.
Just a little snack.
750 calorie snack.
Sometimes you gotta
look. I love a burger. I'm not hating it.
If your dinner's like 400, then it kind of equals out.
But if you're eating the diet food and the fat people food, you're just doubling down. You're just doubling down. You do the same thing you used to.
Yeah, strange.
Plus, not every day.
Okay.
You go
it
get
sounds
the
like every day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to compromise.
So what's
for
the,
our
so
man here?
He agreed to do it with her together, but
he
doesn't really
diet.
Want to do
He's
it.
A little overweight, of course. Oh, not of course, but no, he doesn't. He doesn't want to do
well,
it.
Well, then why do it?
Because she's concerned about the health. You have to compromise.
Well, he's obviously not concerned.
You have to compromise in marriage, man. There are some things that you don't want to do that you're going to have to do. Women do it all the time.
Well, he's Emmett Smith in this thing, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Women do it all the time.
Why did you just put your
I didn't
finger?
Do anything. Well, I don't know what you're
noise?
Talking about.
I heard a noise.
I was moving the microphone.
I heard a noise.
So.
Where were you moving it to make that noise?
I'm taking my husband to the Byron Nelson. He wants to wear jeans and cowboy boots. Am I the jerk for telling him no? Not a good look.
Hey, man, if he wants to wear it, knock yourself out. You are going to be hot.
Yeah, you might get a little heat stroke.
So I'll just say that. It's not really golf attire. That's fine. Golf is the one sport where the spectators dress like the players.
And I don't understand that. I really don't.
And the players
they're
will
not,
be.
They're baseball not gonna, a little bit. We bring our gloves to the game.
They're not going to call you out of the crowd because they need this 20-foot putt that you're already dressed for. Right. You're compliant.
To be fair,
let me put my 3-gallon hat down.
On the PGA Tour, you have to wear pants, and most people are wearing shorts.
That's true. That's true.
But, hey, if you want to wear jeans and cowboy boots, and that's his bit, I would just let him do his thing.
He would be...
He won't wear it the next day.
He would be the only person there.
Yeah, so now if we go, we'll know who he is.
In jeans and cowboy boots. But
we'll have to look for him on
now the question, though, is she the jerk for telling him no?
I don't think so. She's trying to help him.
And
she's trying to warn
him. I kind of say yes. He knows what he's getting himself into. He knows he's going to be balls hot out there in jeans and cowboy boots, but if that's what he wants to wear... Let him go for it. What
yeah,
if I wanted to wear?
She's gonna have to listen to him bitch about it all day.
Nah, he wouldn't bitch. What if I wore a hoodie and sweatpants? But that's what I wanted to wear.
I think he's
and
about
it's a
to
thousand
discover
degrees outside.
That it's probably easier to just wear whatever she'd like you to wear than having this conversation about why can't I wear this? Just it's just not worth it.
Put the shorts on, man.
I am.
Well, I'd like you to wear this. Great, thanks.
It's less I have to think about.
I am going to say. That she is exhibiting jerk behavior.
Okay.
By trying to require my man not to wear what he wants.
I don't disagree with you, but from his perspective, because he's obviously brought this up, and they've had this conversation, which
yeah.
is why she's emailing
us. Hey, we're going to the Nelson. Oh, that's great.
I'll wear my cowboy,
yeah, wear my cowboy boots
my starch
and
jeans.
hey, one guy that wears cowboy boots and jeans to Byron Nelson, just it's not worth it, man. Just
you're
going to
walk
her
the course with those boots?
Wear what she wants you to wear.
What if that's his most comfortable outfit?
I promise you, you're not going to be comfortable
okay,
walking in
you the- see at the college football games, the females now mm-hmm. wearing the boots with the dress.
Oh, I see them.
Isn't it like basically the same thing? Now, you do have jeans.
No, because it's a dress.
Right. That's, there's a lot of airflow.
And boots with the dress is hot.
Boots with the jeans could be hot.
They are, but
what if he's the most good looking person out there?
Yeah, but she
with jeans and his boots.
Apparently she doesn't want him to have that look. So I tend to default, because maybe he wears something else and she goes, oh, you look good. And he's like, oh yeah. And then, you know, you're going to have some fun later. And in the jeans and boots thing, she's going to be like, well, I didn't want you to wear that. Then she's irritated for like the next 2 weeks. We know how this works. Dude,
yeah, you're married. They're going to find something to get irritated by anyway.
Like what?
What's the point?
Yeah, you're perfect. There's no irritation ever, right?
Did you already take the trash out? Yeah, it's trash day tomorrow. Well, I needed to throw something else away. There's still a bag in there. You can utilize it. Well, I didn't want to have it in the house. It may stink. All right, just give it to me and I'll take it out and put it in the old trash bag, okay? You mean stuff like that?
And scene. That was a great playlet, like man.
I don't think that was a playlet, man. I think that happened.
I just wanted to see how far that was going to go. Where we were going to get the whole conversation.
Four lines deep on both sides. That was great.
But yes,
he was in character with one and then back to
I was waiting for him to start doing her voice. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay, back to the jerk girl. If
the what?
Where is she?
Oh, is there a line or right. What?
The girl who wrote in for the jerk.
Okay.
Back to her. If we're just solely focusing only on that and not even putting it in any other realm,
right.
Then yeah, that's, of course, every guy just wants to wear what he wants to wear. So yeah, we don't want the girl to tell us, hey, it's like the one time I was dating this girl and she didn't like that I always wore flip flops. And she's like, well, you should wear these nice loafers. Well, I hate loafers. I don't want to wear them. She went and bought me them anyway. She's like, well, just try them. I think they'd look nice. All right. So I try them. She goes, oh, those look so great. And they didn't. I looked like a D. And I was like, I don't like these.
You look like a D in loafers?
I'm not a loafer guy.
He's not a loafer guy.
Okay.
And she's like, well, I think they look nice. I was like, well, do you really want me to wear these? And she's like, I'd like it a lot.
And then maybe on a date or two and you wore them. Did,
I was like, well, guess what I would like a lot. So then the negotiation begins. And so, you know what? I wore the damn loafers.
You're kind of making my whole point. You wore them anyway. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. I think we got two playlets in this
All I'm saying is, you think Jalen Hurts always wants to have to carry the ball in the end zone? No, but guess what? He wants to score.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. We'll do this again next week at 9:50. It's Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis, the invasion here on The Ticket. Coming up next, let's jump back into the NFL. A couple of big names, and I'm just wondering, what did this dude do so wrong that he's still available? We'll talk about that next here, Ticket.
This is The Ticket, where big-name sports guests come to talk to the P1s. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
It is 10:20. It is a Thursday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, rolling along with you here. Well, the news with Travis in about 15 minutes or so. But before we get into the NFL and free agency, apparently, we got sniped on Am I the Jerk? And one of the scenarios that was written in was included in an episode of King of Queens.
And if we hear that, there's only one person that we have to think of. So let's go to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline and bring on who I thought was our friend and our coworker and teammate, Justin Montemayor. Monto on the Mavs.
Brothers,
what are you doing, man?
You want to know the scariest thing, Donovan?
What?
I didn't even do this one.
No.
Now you know what? You have corrupted the minds of everyone out there. I don't even know what to believe now.
Listen to that jerk laugh.
Man.
He's so happy with himself.
Jeez. Man. So right. Evil.
Yes.
Now you have your little minions out there doing your dirty work for you.
It's a movement. We won't be stopped.
Man, I guess not.
I'm going to have to watch the whole series now.
And we didn't want to do that.
Join us, all you Heffernan allies out there. We won't be silenced.
Well, they are good scenarios.
We won't be stopped. Man, let's say something about King of Queens. They had a lot of jerk scenarios in that show, obviously.
It's funny because I know if I get a call from the station at this time after I submitted one, they can only be for one reason. But today I was like, what the hell are they calling me for?
I didn't do anything. Now I'm just one of your disciples.
Because only Travis knows that King of Queens has also made its way into Monto on the Mavs now, too.
Really?
Like, I personally moved on. Yeah. I didn't realize that I had left Am I the Jerk in the capable P1's hands.
I can't believe you're breaking this to them right now. I was going to see how long we could go.
I never would have noticed.
No clue.
You could have done it into perpetuity. I never would have picked up on it.
So what scenario have you done from King of Queens? What did I miss?
Well, last week I told y'all I was watching tape on G League players and they were all King of Queens characters.
All right. That's pretty good.
I was watching Major Palmer on the San Diego Clippers. Decent kid.
Why did I even know that?
Why would you?
I watched the show.
The way he set that one up, it felt pretty obvious at the time.
I haven't seen a single episode of it.
I've watched about 85% of the show, and I don't know why I'm not even catching on to that. You know, because I trust you, Monty. Yeah. You're the hero of the hardwood.
This is our worst decision ever.
That was Bryan Cranston's character.
You are an idiot. You are a certified idiot.
Amazing.
You make me sick.
He's so tickled.
All right, man. What's on the sweet spot today?
I don't know.
That's what I thought. All right, Justin. We'll see you later.
All right, bud.
Okay.
There you go.
You know what?
Bye, Monto.
We're going to get him back.
Yeah, we'll have to devise.
Some way, somehow. And it's not going to be easy.
Devise a very good plan.
There's an easy route we can take, but there's not.
Yeah.
We're way above that.
That's right.
So watch yourself.
We're not going to farm it out to the P1 either.
Oh, no. This will be us.